Hey, welcome back to another episode here on Anchor FM. I am your host, Deborah Sawyer, the financial literacy educator. So, how have you been doing? I hope you're doing all really, really, really well. I hope you're all really doing all. I do apologize. So, as you can see from the title of this episode today, it is Savvy and Festive. You want to be savvy and you want to be festive at the same time. So I'm going to give you a few tips on how you can enjoy the whole shopping experience for Cyber Monday, Black Friday, the Christmas, the holidays, and all of that great stuff. So first thing first, have an idea. I can't overemphasize this point. Have an idea of what you want, you need out there. Take a list. It doesn't matter what you write the list on. You can write it on the palm of your hand, on your thigh, on a piece of paper, or put it in your phone. But just have a list, have an idea of what you're going out there to look for. If you are shopping in store and online, if you're going to shop online, get a piece of paper, write down what you need. Again, get out there nice and early. If you're going to participate in Black Friday, Cyber Monday shopping, then you want to get out there nice and early so you can, you know, early bird catches the worm, right? Early bird catches the worm, as they say. Can't get my words out. So get out there nice and early. And if you're shopping online, set your alarm to wake you up once the clock strikes midnight for Friday so you can get shopping. The other thing is, if you're out on the road, on the street, try to take cash with you. It helps you to be more specific about what you're spending. So that kind of ties in with point number one, which is have an idea or have a list. So if you take cash, you know you're restricted to that cash. If you take card, there's a tendency for you to spend beyond. However, if you've got that discipline, you're good with the cash or card. Point number four, are you going to browse? Yeah, so if you're going to browse, because people do enjoy the whole experience of just browsing to see what's out there, be on the street. Then make sure you have thoroughly oiled your willpower. Make sure you lubricate that willpower of yours so you don't then get drawn in the shopping, the actual shopping, like spending, if you didn't go out for that, if that's not your intentions, okay? So number five, check what you're buying thoroughly. If you're shopping online, if you're shopping in store, make sure that if it says you're looking for a 100-inch television, and make sure the label in front of you is the correct label and it hasn't fallen down or somebody else has been trying to be funny and stuck the wrong label on it. When you're checking out online, also check that you are, that you are getting what you really went online for. So if you're looking for a brand new phone, what's the specification? And if you're trying to do a course, you know, during this whole festive season, there are, you know, the buying and selling of, you know, courses online. So be sure that it's not one that you've done already that has been revamped or had the title changed, where you don't then get confused. And on the back of this, be sure to also find out from the cashier when you're paying what the returns or exchange policy is, and check the same online as well. Worst thing you can do is purchase the absolute wrong thing and be stuck with it. It's the best you take it back. And even if you lose some money, you still get to keep some money. Point number six, consider taking a shopping buddy with you, just to be your eyes and ear, somebody you trust, somebody who you really enjoy shopping with, somebody who knows your shopping habits, if you do share your shopping habits. For me personally, I like to shop on my own. That's just it. I like to be a lone ranger, shopping by myself. I don't need nobody around me because I know what I'm doing. But if you're that kind of person who, you know, maybe self-control and that willpower is not quite strong, then take a shopping buddy with you, and your friend might also want to be buying something, so you double up as each other's shopping buddy. The number seven point here is especially for my ladies, okay? So as a lady myself, let me speak about myself. I know there are times when I don't really think properly about what I'm going out to do. I find myself out there with my work bag, which might have another laptop case, and then I want to go shopping, and I shop and I've picked up 10 bags of stuff, and I'm just swamped with bags, and I'm not driving on that day, and I'm thinking, how am I gonna get home? You know, so just think about these things beforehand. You know, have less to carry, make sure your hands are free, make sure you've planned your journey as to how you're gonna get back, make sure you know whether you've got the energy to carry all the stuff that you're carrying. If you're gonna be biking it home on a bicycle, how you're gonna carry it on a motorbike, how you're gonna carry it on public transport, how are you going to carry it? So just consider that you have enough hands to carry all the stuff you are going out to get. And in order for you to be savvy and festive, the final point is have your wits about you. This is a time of the year where many people are spending, right? We're spending. We are really spending because we're in a good mood. And as we're spending, there are opportunists out there trying to take advantage. And let me just give you a scenario before we sign out. Let's say a lady goes into the shop, she has a handbag with her, she has some money in there, but she's also bought items worth £500 in two bags, and she's in the aisle looking for some new lipstick, and she's put a bag at the end thinking she's, you know, she'll be able to see it, and she turns around the corner to another aisle, and now you know, she's not got her wits about her, so she's turned around the corner checking all these lipsticks, and now she looks down the aisle, she can't see her bag. Panic rises. It's possible that it's at the other aisle where she was coming from. It's possible someone's picked it up and left. So opportunists are out there right now. They don't care what they steal, what they pick up, because they know it's going to be something of value that they can either sell or they can go and give it to somebody else. And yes, unfortunately, there are people receiving a lot of stolen goods unknowingly during this festive season. So have your wits about you when you're out and about, because for every one person, I'm guessing, or for every 9 person or 10 person in shop, there's probably one person who is not there looking to buy anything, but everybody else is going about their legitimate business. So that's it from me on being savvy and festive. Until next time, I will see you all. Thank you so much. You can listen to this while you are out and about doing your shopping and all of that, so you have it as a reminder, so you don't have to write it down anywhere. Yeah. All right, so if you see a share button where you're listening to this, please do share it. Don't forget to check me out on Facebook, Sawyer's House. That's where I hang out. Sawyer's House on Instagram, Sawyer's House on Twitter, Sawyer's House on LinkedIn as well. So you won't miss it. And if you Google it, you'll find it. All right, until next time. Adios. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.